Let's start our discussion tonight of the mitzvah of Ma'aket. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis referred this to us when we spoke about Rabbi Yitzchak Breider Rabbi Yehuda, who says on Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph, La'olam, Yivakish Adam Rachmim Shalo Yechle, a person should always daven that they don't get sick. It's easier to daven not to get sick than to daven for refuah once one is sick. Shem Yechla, Om Lo, Havei Zchus V'hi Pater. Because if somebody's already sick, then we have to prove, like, where's the burden of proof? If somebody's healthy, then the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to make them sick. If one is sick, the burden of proof switches. Amar Ma'ukva Maikra, what's the pasuk that refers to this? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Mimenu lahavi raya. The nofel is the one that has to bring the raya. He's already in the dangerous situation. And Tanan d'Rabbi Yishmael, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, roi zalipol misheshes yimei breishes. Roi, this person is roi too. Have fallen from Sheish Mei Breishis. It was already decreed that this person was going to fall off the roof. Shaharei lo nafal v'hakasav karo nofel. He's still called a nofel, even though he didn't fall yet. Ela shemagalglan zchus alidei zakai v'chova alidei chayev. But what do? Through a zakai, through a person who is on a high level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh him with good things coming out of his actions, and chova alidei chayev, this person who did not put up a gate around his roof, so we mechayev him with having a hand in this terrible tragedy. So this Gemara gets us into the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Again, it comes up in a number of places in Shas, in Maseches Kiddushin, and other places. Let's talk about this mitzvah a little bit, its nature, and some of the discussions that the Rishonim and the Achronim have on it. So the source of the mitzvah of Ma'akeh is Psukim in Parshas Kisetze, where the Torah tells us, Kisivna b'yischadash v'yasisa ma'akeh l'gayecha. When somebody builds a new house, they must put a ma'akeh on their roof. Velo sasim damim b'veisecha, and you shall not have damim, have blood in your house, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. So right away, what catches us is 2 points. Number one, that there is a positive and a negative here. Tu lashonos, v'yasisa ma'akeh l'gayecha, and velo sasim damim b'veisecha. You shall not have danger in your house. So ase and elosa ase, as we will see, rov rishonim hold. Number two is the language of the losa ase itself. Unlike most mitzvos, which the Torah tells us to do the mitzvah, this one, like a few, not too many, this one seems to have some type of reason given in the Torah. Do this mitzvah for losasim damim b'veisecha. It's a los asay, but it seems to be given the reason for the asay. Sometimes we have an asay and a los asay connected. We have the Isra of Gezel and the mitzvah asay to return. But it's really two separate ideas. The asay to return has nothing to do with the los asay. You don't return because you weren't allowed to steal in the first place. It's two separate ideas. Here, though, put up a fence. V'losasim damim b'veisecha. It's as if it's the reason for the mitzvah itself. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Tavkuf Memvav, in source number 2, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, Lahasir, defining the mitzvah's asay, Lahasir hamichsholim v'hanigafim, to remove all stumbling blocks and dangerous situations, mikol mishkanoseinu, from all places where we live, v'alzeh ne'amar v'yasisa ma'akeh l'gagecha. And he goes through the exact definition of what is required. But we see the Chinuch gives the danger element front and center attention. Seemingly, that's the significance of the mitzvah. The question is that really true on a conceptual level? How much of a role does that sakana issue play? And even just as by way of introduction, we can ask a question. Do you make a bracha on the mitzvah of ma'akeh? Let's say a person puts up a ma'akeh. Sometimes a person does it. He doesn't know how to do construction. But let's say somebody puts up a ma'akeh themselves, puts up the fence. Do you make a bracha on the mitzvah of ma'akeh? So one might say, well, why not? It's a mitzvah asay. Whenever there's a mitzvah asay that you don't make a bracha on, you have to give a reason. So what is this reason? What, it has to do with other people? That's why some mitzvahs, staka and other mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha on. But this has to do with you. You're putting it up around your house, around your roof. And again, keep in mind, they used to use their roofs. L'maisa l'maisa, this mitzvah asay includes any dangerous situation that I could take into account in my property, that I could prevent any danger from occurring there. So the question is, do you make a bracha on that? So you might say yes, or you might say no. It's just preventing danger, as we'll see later on. You don't make brachas on mitzvos or actions that are demanded just because it prevents a danger. Okay, just by way of a show, that's, we'll see, that's going to be a machlokas. But that gets us into the main chakira that we want to discuss tonight. And that is two possible understandings of the mitzvah of ma'akeh. And as we'll see, this is brought out by the Rishonim and the Achronim. The first approach of ma'akeh, which might be the more mechudash approach, the more mechudash approach, is that maybe the mitzvah of ma'akeh is just like any other mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh, just like other mitzvahs. And if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in source number 3, right, there's a Minchas Chinuch, all of these are in Tavkuf Me'vav. The Minchas Chinuch says, Hine mitzvah asei zu, hi kechol ha-mitzvah shechiva Torah b'kum ba'aseh. This mitzvah is like all mitzvahs that the Torah tells you to do. He's saying this because he knows that, you know, it's a chiddush, even though he's saying it as a davar pashut. But the reason he has to say this is because he knows that you might argue, Kimo im lo veish talis. Chayiv b'tzitzis, u'mekayim mitzvahs asay. Just like if you wear a talus, you put on your chayiv b'tzitzis and your mekayim asay. V'meim bo tzitzis, bitel asay, bitel mitzvah. And if you don't have tzitzis on, you're mevatel. Hachanami, im yesh lo bayis, im osem ma'akeh, kiyam mitzvahs asay. If you build a ma'akeh, you're mekayim asay, v'im lav, chus v'imashe, bitel mitzvahs asay, oat over v'lav. And if you don't, you violate. But the Minchas Chinuch is treating it like a regular mitzvah. Even in his continuation, Vagam Pashit says the Minchas Chinuch. To take if sheyesh lo bayis chal alav haaseva lo saasei. The second that a person has the house, ubechol regava over alav haasei. Every second that a person owns a house and it has a roof that could be used for residence and tashmishim, and he doesn't put up the ma'akeh, he's violating an isser, getting a bitul asay every second. And if he did it later, if he did it the third day, he can't fix what he did already. Like the first 3 days he didn't wear tzitzis. That is the Minchas Chinuch's approach. This is a mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah, just like all other mitzvahs. Again, we're focusing on the aseh element of the mitzvah ma'akeh. The lo saaseh may be different, but this is the Minchas Chinuch. The other approach, though, could be, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that this is a very goal-oriented mitzvah. It's all about the sakana being prevented. After all, that's the language of the Torah. Yes, there's an asnachta there, but it goes right in. The Chinuch himself puts the sakana element front and center, even in the assay. Get it done. Doesn't really matter how, but get it done. Just the language of the Minchas Chinuch doesn't give you that impression, but that's a totally different understanding how we would suggest. There are a number of nafkaminas that might hinge on this issue. Number one. This is where a lot of the action is regarding the mitzvah ma'akeh. Can a non-Jew, is there anything wrong with a non-Jew building? Most of the time, Jews aren't in construction. They're going to have a non-Jew put up the fence. Is there anything wrong with that? With a non-Jew doing it? So we have two extremes. One hand, the Minchas Chinuch lishitaso, assuming approach number one, this is a mitzvah like all other mitzvos, that it is inappropriate. Inappropriate, you should do it yourself. This is a mitzvah, right? You would apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. You should do this yourself. Says the Minchas Chinuch on line 10 now, in source number 4. Imkei nira barur, dehu ba'atzmo o shlucho m'chuyav lasos mitzvah zu. He or a shliach, de mitzvah de ramye alei m'chuyav hu o shlucho kamosa, kamo mila v'afreshas halal v'chadome. Avalam ose mitzvah aydei chereshot v'katan, o gai. If you do the mitzvah through any of these eino bar chiyuvas, the lav bar shlichus lo kiyem hamitzvah. Unbelievable. Ubita laseizeh. If I put the makkah up with a non-Jew, he puts up my makkah, I was mevatel my mitzvah. I have now taken away my chance to do the mitzvah. Similar to what Minchas Chinuch is going to say, if I have a non-Jew, put tzitzis on my beged. So am I walking around with a four-cornered garment now without tzitzis? No. But you want my kind of mitzvah? See, you're not warm a kind of mitzvah. You're mevatel the mitzvah. Nehida halalosa say lo avar. Yes, I'll agree. Says the Minchas Chinuch that the lo saaseh is all about the sakana, about just getting it done, and therefore here kivan to who nishmar for lo shayach lo samsim kamal kol lo saaseh acha mitzvah saaseh lo kiyem the mitzvah saaseh tzorach lasos oho shlucho kamal freshes shubas or meistres ochadome harbe mitzvos. That is the Minchas Chinuch on one extreme. If you have a non-Jew, do it. It's a bitul asay. Why? Because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis alav, a mitzvah shebegufo. Just like the other mitzvahs, approach number one in a strong way. On the other extreme is the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim lived around the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Machane Ephraim, a little bit afterwards, in Hilchos Shluchim Simin Yud Aleph, the opposite extreme. Not only, we might have said, no, it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and you can have a non-Jew do it for you. But the Machane Ephraim says, not only can you have a non-Jew do it for you, but you can even have a non-Jew do it, and you can make the bracha. And there's a bracha on Ma'akeh, as he assumes. Oda yanira tamachir, lomar diachol avarech alav. V'yavavisha goy oseyu vein shlichus l'goy. There's no shlichus by a non-Jew. If he can't be my shlich, how can I make a bracha on it? Hani hechi dami b'midi. When do you say that you need the person to be a shliach only by something that needs shlichus? Could go truma v'chayotze. Avo b'midi delo boi shlichus. By putting up the Ma'akeh, he's not my shliach. I have an obligation to get it done. So I can get it done myself. I can get it done with somebody else, but it's still my getting it done. It's not that I'm not doing this. I'm doing it through a shliach. Ublavachi yachal chaver lasoso. Umashal sasi kamonidani done. Titikin a maka shal chaver shalomi daito. If I put up a maka for my friend, he was makayim the mitzvah. Because now his roof is protected. Kinami aso goy chashav gilo aso Yisrael. And therefore, it's similar, he quotes the Rashba by Tfilas Kalim, and similar discussions that it's a result. Once you have that result, that's it. And therefore, says the Machane Ephraim, the Sakana is prevented. That's all what the Asay is about. And therefore, you can even make a bracha on a non-Jew doing it. But focus for a minute. The first nafkamina is, can a non-Jew do it? Machane Ephraim says, sure. No problem. And he doesn't even seem to say that it is a lechatchila for a Jew to do it. Number one. Number two is also what he just mentioned, and that's the bracha issue. Do you make a bracha? So the Machane Ephraim, l'shita, so assumes you do make a bracha on it. You make a bracha even if a non-Jew does it. But you make a bracha. But what about if a Jew does it? Would others say that you make a bracha? Says the Rambam. Says the Rambam. In the Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. That one does not make a bracha on dvarim that are mitzvos just mishum sakana. So, for example, the Rambam says in Vav Beis, Mayim Achronim does not get an Netilas Yadayim. She'enam Elam Epnei HaSakana. You have to be very zohir in them, says the Rambam. But no bracha. Bracha is only, what is it about? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. It's about our positive kiddusha. If it's just preventative, then we have to do it. But the Chazal did not mandate a bracha in that regard. So the Rambam says, continuing in Perag Yud Aleph now, Lama imavarchan anatilas yadayim b'achrona, b'b'nei shalo chivu b'davar ze el b'nei ha-sakana, v'zorm she'im mishum sakana, ein mevarchan alav. Right? You don't make a bracha mishum sakana. Where else might this come up? Hagala, kashering something. I'm removing something. Getting rid of a problem. So you don't make a bracha on that. You make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim, not on Hagolas Kalim. Says the Rambam now, in source number 8, in Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, relating to our issue, says the Rambam, Kol mitzvah, sha'asiyasa hi gemar chiyuvah mevarach v'sha'asasiyah. Any mitzvah that's a one-step process, then you make a bracha on at that step. V'chol mitzvah sheish achar asiyasa tzivu yacher, einu mevarach ala b'sha'as sha'osa tzivu ya'achron. If it's a couple of steps to the mitzvah, right, then you make the bracha on the last step. You make a bracha, we paskin sitting in the sukkah, not building a sukkah. We make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah, not writing the mezuzah. So Ketza, the Rambam says, Ha'oseh sukkah, o lulav, o shofar, o tzitzis, o tefillin, o mezuzah. If you make any chefzah shal mitzvah, einu mevarech b'shas asiya. Asher k'neshar b'mezuzah b'tzivar olaso sukkah, o lulav, o lefto tefillin. Because there's another tzivui there. Only later on do you make the bracha. And the Rambam continues. I'm sorry, it's a little rubbed out on your sheet, but I'll read it. You make the bracha only at the last stage. But aval im asa ma'akeh. This is the key line that was rubbed out. But if you make a ma'akeh, all the other ones, if you make it, you don't make a bracha because the mitzvah is only afterwards. But if you make a ma'akeh, mivarech b'sha'as asiya, asher kedushana b'besosef esivanu, la'asos ma'akeh. Why? Because that's it. That's the mitzvah. There is no later stage. So the Rambam says explicitly that you make a bracha when you put up a ma'akeh. Even though he already said in two other places that a davar sha'asur mishum sakana does not get a bracha. Clear from the Rambam. And the Shiltos also quotes the bracha. And the Arzaru also quotes the bracha. It's clear that there's an element in the mitzvah saseh that is not just mishum sakana. or else you wouldn't be making a bracha. If you look in the Rokeach says there's no bracha. The Rokeach says there's no bracha. Says the source in Shin Samach Vav. Asiyas Ma'akeh v'dinim v'tikun moznayim v'shkolos ain't tzarech levarech. Okay, he said, he gives a different reason for it. Maybe it doesn't show uniqueness of Kedusha, which we'll get back to B'ezrat Hashem soon. But either way, at least in Lamdus, there's a sheet out there that says no bracha, which we might connect to the Davar Sha'asa Mishum Sakana. The problem, the interesting problem, is that the Machane Ephraim says it's, you get a bracha, as we learned, even if the Goy does it. But one second. If it's a result-oriented mitzvah, as we're saying according to the, if you say that it doesn't matter if a guy does it, it's a result-oriented mitzvah, so you're focusing really on the prevention of sakana. If it's prevention of sakana, then how can you make a bracha on it, according to the Machane Ephraim? Miman of Shach. If you hold approach number one, like that we said, that it's about a mitzvah say, mitzvah shebegufo, like the Menchas Chinam, then l'chor, you'd make a bracha on it, like every other mitzvah. Maybe that's what the Rambam says. But the second that you say that even a guy, if you're lining up all the nafkaminas, that a guy could do it, there's no problem. You can even make a bracha. What do you mean make a bracha? On a result-oriented mitzvah, but then we're saying it's just mishum the sakana. So how does that work? So if you look in these, it's a beautiful sefer, Bishvili HaParsha, so halachic issues related to each parsha. If you look there in Ki Seitze, Rav Dvorkis, I think his name is, and Amit Tovkuf Ayintas, he quotes the Tshuvas Pnei Maven, who says that even if something is asur mishum sakana, if it's a mitzvah da'oraisa, you can still make a bracha. What are all the other examples of mishum sakana? Right, we had Mai Machronim. So Mai Machronim is, it's a learned out from a pasuk v'skadisha misim kadoshim, but pashas is a derabanan. A derabanan is mishum sakana. If the Torah says something is asur mishum sakana, that itself gives it inherent significance, and you'd be allowed to make the bracha. Chazal automatically gave a bracha to that, even if it's as a major sakana element. Still, you have to make the bracha, but even though it's just mishum sakana, that is the Tshuvas Pnei Maven, right? It's similar idea, but it's not exactly. But once it's here, I'll give it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. But even just to summarize, even before we do that, yes, yeah. Let me just summarize. So we've said that the nafkamina number two is bracha, right? If it's approach number one, mitzvah shabagufa, mitzvah chiyuvis, you make a bracha, and not if you say it's just purely mishum sakana. But that we just had. But according to the Machane Ephraim, we said it's result oriented. A guy could do it. And yet you make a bracha. So you have to say, even mishum sakana might have a da'oraisa element. So just related to that, and then we'll get to the next nafkamina, that is the Aruch HaShulchan, all the way at the end of Choshen Mishpat. He quotes earlier shitas. And he discusses here why by some brachos, some mitzvos, you get brachits and some you don't. Right? He quotes at the beginning, Misha osem ma'ake tzorach levarach lasos ma'ake. Yeish omeim she'ein tzorach levarach. V'bnei she'ish ba'alav do'al sasen davim. Va'alav lo tiknu bracha. So he quotes both opinions there about a bracha. You see, it's not just, right, it's the Rokeach, it's the Rambam. There are different shitas about a bracha. So he goes through what requires a bracha, what doesn't require a bracha, and he goes through many of the mitzvahs, what we would call Ben Adam Machavero, Biker Chol, Nicham Avelim, Machlise Chazavakala, Lekat Shechavapeya, Olos Petr Chamar, Nisin. Many mitzvahs don't get a bracha, and he wonders why. So at the end, he suggests that maybe only mitzvos that reflect our unique kedusha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, that's what gets a bracha. But a mitzvah like Kibbutz Avayim, which is, right, the non-Jews all do Kibbutz, they all know about it. Or other, this helps with some of the mitzvahs, not by others. So then, you want to get a bracha. If everybody does it, it's something just like everybody does. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe based on the Aruch HaShulchan, we can suggest, if Ma'akeh is all about just getting rid of the danger, you wouldn't have all the standards and what's required in the Torah. The fact that you have above and beyond shows maybe this sakana issue. The Torah takes it so seriously. The Torah has a higher standard of Dvarim Shem Yishim Sakana in this regard, and maybe that could warrant the bracha. Similar to what the Pnei Maven says to try to defend the Machane Ephraim. Okay, number three. Third nafkamina. Okay, we spoke about Goy, we spoke about bracha. What about the shear? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say that the shear is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim, like the shears of a mechitza. The Minchas Chinuch says in the hashmatos of the mitzvah. What type of tfachim do you use? There are different types of tfachim. When you put the fingers together, and you'd use loose tfachim or tight tfachim. The big ones or the small ones? Says the Menachas Chinuch in Zanira Davar Pashit, the Tzorech Shihu Sochakos. You got to use the big ones. Why? Because the Menachas Chinuch says, you go with Chumrah. You go with Chumrah. He says, alone is Ba'er, but the Chumrah, you should need it. Big Tvachim. If you look in the Emek Brachara, Permanshik, he says, I'm not so sure. Not so sure. Lani is that Dinireh. On page Lam and Gimel. Daha da Azlina Lachumrah Beshiri Tvachim Amos. When do you go Lachumrah? El Ainz El Bamakum Divina Din Shear. That's what you need. You have a halachic shear that's required. A sukkah, a kilayim, being within the proximity of each other. Gova Asar Bamake. What do you need 10 tefachim in Makkah? Ainz Ekla Mishum Din Shear Mechitza. No, that's not a din bechitza. The Makkah ain't Pirusho Mechitza. Ella, he quotes the uncle, is Tika. Tika is something that guards what's inside of it. V'imke nimsa de mamake lo bein unclaved in mechitza. Ela tik hamishamer umegin minafila. Chazal were omitted it that it's 10 tefachim. But not that it is a sheer mechitza. And therefore, if it's a sheer mechitza, it's not a sheer mechitza, so maybe you could use the smaller ones. Oh, nafkamina. Nafkamina. The Menachas Chinuch would say, lishita, so this is a mitzvah asay. You don't know what shear to use. Use the higher shear. Says the Emek Bracha, what do you mean? This is a mitzvah asay mishum sakana. Very connected to the reason given in the Torah. And therefore, one can be mako with the shiurim. Next, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Aleph, v'nichos rotzeach, quoting the Sifri. The Sifri in Kiseitse has a number of exclusions for the mitzvah of Makkah. For example, the Rambam says, mitzvah that say lasos adam makkah lagago shenemar vasisa makkah lagagecha v'hu sheyeh beis dira. As long as it's a house, avo beis ha'otzaros u'beis ha'bakar v'chayotze. But if it's a place where a storage house, where cattle stay, ein zachah, you don't need to put up a makkah there. If you think about it, this cuts the other way. If it's asur mishum sakana, what difference should it make? If it's approach number two, that it's all about the sakana, so why should there be formal definitions of a bias? Like we have by mezuzah, like we have by other areas of halacha. If it's about sakana, it shouldn't be limited. You exclude beis habakar, beis haotzar. And that's why the Nitziv, in the Emek HaNitziv, there on Kiseitse, cannot fathom that the Sifri really said this. So he rereads the entire Sifri and assumes that if you use the Beis HaBakar, Beis HaOtzer, that's, of course you need a Makkah there. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when the Sifri potters Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, that's only when you don't use it. If you don't use it, so that's where these are excluded. Saying because they're Beis HaOtzer, Beis HaBakar, and you don't use it, that's why it's potter. But he can't even fathom the fact that there will be any type of turim. So again, the Nitziv is very influenced by the sakana approach. Number two, if you take the pashas of the Sifri, it sounds like it's a formal din. Yes, the los assay might cover you for the sakana issues. But for the assay itself, maybe it's limited. Maybe it's limited. Good. Finally, the maybe two more. The nusach habracha. The same bracha. But the nusach in the minyan mitzvos. If you look at the chinuch like we had before, we had in source number one, Tafkuf Mem Vav, the sakana element is front and center. Front and center, right away we quote it. Similar to the lo sasei. The lo sasei, of course, it should be there. But the chinuch has it even in the assay. If you look in the smag, he doesn't mention it until the end. Mitzvah sasei sheyasa demakal gago. Period. And he quotes those, the types of houses. He doesn't quote it. Only by the los assay. He doesn't quote the element. Maybe alluding to us that there's a separate assay idea here, separate from the sakana issue, but something positive about putting up the fence. One final point that is on your sheets, because I found it later, the Shiboli Aleket in Simen Kuf Pehe quotes that just like it's usher to trample on your tzitzis and on a sukkah, you can't trample and knock down and kick a makkah. Bizoyen ha-mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo and Ilcha Tzitzis can't believe it. A makkah? Kedusha yeshbo? So Shiboli Aleket seems to say yes. Kedusha yeshbo in a certain element. Fascinating. Let's go now to, that's part one, the major part of our discussion. Let's just go to one other part before we finish up. And that is, as we mentioned, there's an assay, there's a los assay. What's the relationship between the assay and the los assay? We've already alluded to it, but now let's just put it on the table. According to the Minchas Chinuch, very different. The assay, as we've said, according to him, is a positive, is a mitzvah shebegufo. Maybe there'll be limits in terms of what the mitzvah applies to, like the Sifri says, you'd make a bracha. Very, very mitzvah-oriented. Lo saseh, sakana. Preventative. Be careful. Very different. Totsa-focused. What's his raya? What's his raya that this is true? So he quotes the Tosas in Maseches Kiddushin. Tosas in Maseches Kiddushin notes that the Gemara there has a list of mitzvahs asay that are not time-bound. All the mitzvahs that are not time-bound. Hashavas Aveda, and Makeh, and Shiluach HaKan, many of the mitzvahs. And the Gemara says their women are obligated because they are not time-bound. Ask Tosfos, ask the Rishonim, they're on almost every one of those. All of those have losases connected to them as well. So that's why women are obligated. What do you mean, though? They're obligated in Makeh because it's not time-bound. They're obligated even if it would be time-bound. There's a losaseh there. That's Tosas' question in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Source 18. Sheik Shal Hadam Avor Sham. The Nashon Chayavas B'Makeh. Davi Mitzvah Asay Shal Oaz B'An Grama. Tepek Lefilu Im Eidon Chayavas B'Asay. Ha Havi Lo Sasay De Lo Sasim Damim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know what the answer is? Ulefi Mashek Asafti Nicha. De I B'Torez Lo Sasay Hay Se Ishi Yichol Asas Makai De Goy. O Cherashot Of Akatan. Los assay is just result oriented. And if I would have only had the los assay element, I would have said, you could do it through a guy, you could do it through a chashab, somebody who's a labar shlichus. But now that the Torah says the assay, and it's not time bound, women are obligated in this mitzvah shebegufo. And again, he says, vizeh barur. So that's his raya, that there's a difference between the two. There are other answers to Tosas's question, which might reflect the other view. Right, if you don't want to say like the Minchas Chinuch says, you want to hold the assay and the los assay tighter to each other, and that say the other assay is more connected to the sakana, there are other answers given to the Tosfos' question. Tosfos himself, there in Daf Lamed Aleph, has an amazing chiddush about Makeh. Tosfos says, V'yomer Riyam, on the towards the end of Tosfos, D'bikulu mishkachas bu assay below lav. I'll give you an example, says Tosfos, where you can have an assay without, you can have a lav without the assay, and the assay without a lav. How could you have the assay without the los assay? What's the case? Uvemake ein shayach losasim damim ela bibone bayis mitchila almanas shalolasos make. Wow. Tosfos says, you know, when the iser applies, only if you build a house with kavana not to put up a make. Meaning the iser, according to this day of Tosfos, is to create a mazik, not to harbor a mazik in your rishus. The issur is to create the mazik. If you wanted to put up a makeh, then you just never got around to it, there's no issur. There's no issur. It has to be creating the mazik. Maybe some achronim say, maybe he gets that from, because from the Lashon HaPasuk. Lo sasim damim bivesecha. It's mishah sima. It's the putting, the moment of putting there. That's the big chiddush of Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin, but if you say that, then you don't have to come on to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, and the raya that he brings. In the Ha'aretz of the Minchas Chinuch there, he points out that the Rambam might argue with this, because the Rambam calls the Isra of Lo Sasim Alav She'ein Bo Maisa. According to Tosfos, it's the Yesh Bo Maisa. According to Tosfos, it's only, you only violate the Isra when you do an action. It's not such a raya. One, you know, Ein Bo Maisa and Yesh Bo Maisa don't always go by physical and not physical. You go by how you actually, you know, the mahus of the Isra. Like the Rambam, many examples. The Rambam is lo sachmod. The Rambam calls lo sachmod alav she'ein bo ma'isa. And then in the very next line he says, but you only violate when you finally force the guy to sell it to you. So again, alav she'ein bo ma'isa, it's not always clear, but it's an amazing day in Tosfos. So we have the Minchas Chinuch's answer, and we have the Tosfos Kiddushin's answer. And then we have probably the most well-known answer, and that is the Ranban in Kiddushin there, and the Ritva quotes it there. Also, I give it to you from the Ritva, source 22, and that is, again, the question is, why by all these mitzvahs does the Gemara have to say that they're not time-bound? Even if they are time-bound, they'd still be chayav because of the lo saseh. Says the Ramban, expanded upon by his base medrash, that all of the lo saseh here are just to be mechazek the assays. The assays are the ikker, and the lo saseh are just there to be mechazek, and they're in the background. So these lo saseh wouldn't be strong enough to be mechayev women. For example, Hashabbos Aveda, the Torah says, Lo suchalis aleim. The Iker is return the item. The Torah says, don't turn away, as if to emphasize, pick it up, pick it up. The Iker is the assay. And the same thing by ma'akeh. Put a ma'akeh, don't delay. Eino Iker ela ha'asei shebahem. Velo asa lo sa'asei ela l'kiyume la'asei. The lo sa'asei just strengthens the assay. That is the ikker point that the Torah wants to get across. This is straight, don't delay by doing this. Do the mitzvah. And by all of these, because the essay is ikker, I would have patered women even though they have a lav connected. Huge chiddush of Tosfos of the Ramban. But it's another answer, a different answer, to get out of the Minchas Chinuch Soraya. So part one was the Chakibur with the Nafka Minas. Part two, we just discussed the relationship between the Aseh and the Los Aseh, the Minchas Chinuch suggestion, Tosfos' suggestion, and the Ritva's suggestion. Two final points, and that is, if you look in the Emek Bracha, in the back source 26, he just notes one Halacha L'maisa element, and that is, if one has windows, one has to make sure it's not only roofs, it's any dangerous situation, especially windows. If one has windows, let's say on the second floor, you got to put bars on the windows. It's part of the Mrs. Asay, for sure the Los Asay. For sure the Los Asay, but maybe even part of the Mrs. Asay. One has to be very careful with any dangerous situation. One, if somebody has a swimming pool in their backyard, anything dangerous is covered by this Isser of Los Asim Damim Beveisech. Just end off with a Dvar Hashkafa, relating really to what we started off with, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis. We spoke about Kiipol Anofa Mimenu, Roy Lipo Misheshes Yimei Breishes. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, 2 points. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll get into one of the Achronim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the shorish of this mitzvah, of Ma'akeh, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Levi She'im Heyos Hashem Yisbarach Hu Mashgiach Beprati B'nei Adam. Hashem is the Mashgiach, Bepratis, of everything we do, v'yodea kol ma'aseyem, v'chol she'yikra lehem tov ora, Hashem knows everything that's going to happen. Every little thing that happens, He knows about. Still, we have to be careful in our lives. V'nishmartem ol v'nafsho seichem, even though He knows everything, it's our chiv to have establish and protect ourselves, and take our medicines, and take away dangerous situations. Aval pikin sarach ha'adam lishmar atzmo min ha'mikrim ha'nehugim ba'olam, from natural forces. To go out, it's called that, to put on a coat. Ki ha'kel bara olamo u'bina'o al yisodas amudei ha'teva. Hashem created the world on natural pillars. V'gazar, and He made rules. Fire burns. Water puts out fire. If a rock falls on a person, then his skull breaks. If a person falls off a roof, he dies. These are all natural rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world of gravity and the like. And therefore, one has, though there is Hashkacha Pratis, everybody has to take care of themselves, though, as well. Teva is Moshel on us. We can't try to change Teva, except possibly for a couple Yechidei Skula throughout the generations, Avram Avinu and the Kivshan Ha'esh, the Chulu, but he didn't expect that. But it worked for him because he was Avram Avinu. Number one. Number two, the other issue is an interesting ha'ara that the Tzav Sofer has. Tzav Sofer quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash says, Habona bayis chadash sarach lavarech. What does he make a bracha? Tzorach lavarech shechiyanu. Shechiyanu. So that's not their other bracha. Shechiyanu kidei la'asos nachas ruach liyotzro. Say a shechiyanu to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like Tzav Sofer. Every bracha brings nachas ruach. Why dafka ma'akeh? What does ma'akeh have to do? Right, just ma'akeh is the only one that brings nachas ruach. Says the Tzav Sofer, d'lecha'ora ein lavarech shechiyanu abinyin bayis chadash u'davar hevel v'reik. You might think on service, why should you make a shechiyanu on a new house? What are you going to use it for? It's gashmius. It's just four walls. He says, if I put up a makkah, I put up a mezuzah, I surround this, I make this with b'kedusha v'tara, and I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos all over the house, that's a shechiyanu, and that's nachas ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something, and we show Him that we know how to handle the special gift that He gave us. So we should all be zochet to handle all the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the proper way, and show Him and bring Him nachas ruach, much nachas ruach, to our Yotzreinu.